Singer Ray Charles had a musical career that included best-selling singles, more than 75 albums, and many Grammy Awards. His life is depicted in the new film biography, Ray. Movie critic Kenneth Turan is impressed.
Ray combines an involving true story, irresistible music, and a charismatic performance in a way that makes us actually relish how standard the presentation is. The story is that of Ray Charles, born dirt poor and then blinded by glaucoma at age 7. He became a musician who transcended genres and created new ones, inventing soul music and mastering everything from country and western to jazz. From the moment Ray starts with a shot of star Jamie Foxx breaking into the unmistakable rhythms of What I'd Say, we know that Charles's music will power this film. It is Foxx, a gifted pianist in real life, whose dominating performance is the heart and soul of Ray's success. Even those who've seen the former comic actor go from strength to strength in films like Ali and Collateral will be impressed by the way he emerges here as a full-blown dramatic star. Foxx does an uncanny job duplicating the singer's physical mannerisms, but his performance goes well beyond impersonation. Foxx imbues his character with nerve, shrewdness, self-interest, and a keen sense of humor.
Yeah, that you were the ones that taught me that making a record is business, and find the best business deal that you can. Now, 75 cents of every dollar and owning my own masters is a pretty damn good deal. Can you match it?
Ray, we would love to match it, but we just can't. And that's a better deal than Sinatra gets.
One of the striking things about Ray is the way Foxx's performance gives us the impression of watching the real person reliving his life on screen.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Ray. What? Come on now. Ray, tell me what happened.
ABC got the case dropped. The police didn't have a warrant.
They bought him off.
Damn it, Pete. You want me to go to prison?
No. Ray, I want you to stop lying to yourself, and they are making that completely impossible.
You know what? There's some things that you not understand.
But make me understand, Ray.
Now, baby, when I walk out that door, I walk out alone in the dark. I'm trying to do something that ain't nobody ever done in music and business.
What saves the situation is that director Taylor Hackford believes passionately in the value of the well-worn conventions he's recapitulating. The result is a film that's supremely entertaining despite its shortcomings. Ray may be too by the numbers, but with Jamie Foxx out front, this is one film that knows how to make those numbers add up.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.